With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump wants Israel to hold off on a plan to assassinate Iran's top leader as he holds out for hope for a negotiated settlement.
President Trump vetoed a plan to kill Iran's supreme leader. Israel informed the Trump administration that it had developed a credible plan to kill Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, but after the briefing, the official says the White House made it clear that Trump was opposed to the move. In an interview on ABC's This Week, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, was asked if Iran's supreme leader was off the target list.
Nobody who's threatening the destruction of Israel should be off the target list, but we're not going to discuss specific individuals, online.
Posting to social media, President Trump predicted that Israel and Iran would soon make a deal to end their escalating conflict and said the United States had nothing to do with the attacks. I'm Jennifer King.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman, meanwhile, reports from Jerusalem that Israel and Iran have been battling for a third straight day.
Israel is pressing ahead. It has issued some evacuation orders inside Iran. They are striking more targets. Of course, if the missile fire does continue, that could put some pressure on Israel to scale back or to halt this operation. But we haven't seen any signs of that happening yet. So we are looking at an open-ended operation, no sign when it might actually end.
In the meantime, the Iranian health ministry saying late today, 224 people have been killed since Israel's attack began Friday. Agency says nearly 1,300 people have been injured. Authorities in India starting now to hand over the remains of the victims of one of the worst aviation disasters in years. They've been identifying some of them through DNA tests. Officials say at least 270 people, including 29 on the ground, were killed, and one passenger did survive. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans believe religion still carries weight in this country.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge ruling that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule that it imposed in 2024 under then-President Joe Biden. This is SRN News. Well, a judge has blocked President Trump's firing of three Democrats on the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Here's George Williams.
The judge ruled that the commissioners can resume their duties because their dismissals were unlawful. The five-member commission is best known for issuing recalls to help protect customers from dangerous products. The Trump administration attorneys argued that the president has constitutional authority to remove the individuals. But the federal statute says commissioners can only be fired, quote, for neglect of duty or malfeasance, unquote, allegations that have not been made.
Oh, the dog days of summer arriving at Nationals Park in Washington. Bruce, a 21-month-old golden retriever, fetched a bat during a ceremony before a game as part of the Pups in the Park promotion. He retrieved bats in the last two seasons with the Rochester Red Wings in the minor leagues. He's now made it up to the big time. More details at srnnews.com.